on your own, screaming you got nowhere to go. You just got lost outside, and now they stare and say the sky's not falling down. You got your head up in the clouds, but I was just thinking out loud how they're all stuck. But no restrictions, 'cause I'm free, I'm heading out to you. I'm on the
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the PDX Beat Podcast, the weekly culture show that keeps a finger on the pulse of all things Portland. I'm your host, Amado Lumba, and the song you just heard is called On the Road by local musicians Just Lions. Now, I found this band on SoundCloud after doing a search for Portland bands, and I really dig their sound. They recently played at Mississippi Studios, and if you happen to miss that show, they'll be at the Dougford Lounge on March 24th. Check out their website at www.justlions.com for details. You can also follow them on Twitter at Just Lions Music. Before we get any further, let's hear from local comedian Timothy Blackton, who did us all the favor of recapping some recent headlines. A word of warning to the grown-ups listening to this podcast, a few sections contain strong language and adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Timothy Blackton, and in case you missed it, the Seattle Seahawks were soundly defeated in the Super Big Game this last weekend. Now, I can't say Super Bowl for contractual reasons, so I have to say the Super Big Game. And boy, they superbly lost it. in typical Sea Chicken fan. That's the thing. I'm from Portland, and so I still have to like Seattle, and I do. They used to really stink, and we would call them the Sea Chickens. Around the world, you'd be known as a Sea Chicken. I was at a bar once in Costa Rica, big NFL bar. Everybody was saying where they were from and who they liked. And I said, well, I'm from Portland, and I root for Seattle. And everybody in unison went, Sea Chickens! And so there you go. So Seattle, you were Sea Chickens by the end of it. And didn't really behave well either. I'm a little disappointed in you boys. Better luck next year. In case you missed it, Kmart was scammed out of almost nearly $100,000 by their own employees. It seems two young utes of like 19, 21-year-old kind of utes who worked for the company filled out fake guest names and were able to receive free gift cards by using those fake guest names. And with those fake cards, they spent money there at Kmart and put things on layaway. And they had to incarcerate these poor kids, but I'll be honest with you, they should make them management for Pete's sakes. These kids outsmarted the system, hire them, put them to work for good rather than evil. Maybe then they wouldn't have to shop at Kmart. And, in case you missed it, our poor neighbors to the south in Salem, Oregon, are being hounded in their public parks by owls. Owls are swooping in and stealing men's toupees and women's purses and snatching small children and tiny dogs. It's a serious, serious thing happening. There's an invasive species of these annoying owls that come in and bombardier people. And they need to be shot, honestly. It would be probably the best thing to do. They're an invasive, annoying owl. Let's not make this some new kind of endangered species, because this is an invasive, annoying owl needs to be put down, and it's sad. But it's target shooting for kids, and they need to learn a valuable skill. I'm Timothy Blackton, and that's been In Case You Missed It.
Our friend Timothy can be found on Twitter at RevTimmyB. That's RevTimmyB. So, how's the past week been? Did you get out there and get your Portland on? And I know it's been a little rainy out there. Well, it is today. It's a little wet. Typical for this time of year, I guess. Although, I'm pretty sure I'm in the minority on this. I am still pining for snow. That's right, I said it. Snowpocalypse 2015. Bring it on! I need that white powder to come down at us from the heavens. Now, I know you're probably thinking, oh sure, he's saying that now, but he'll be one of the first ones to complain once everything shuts down. No! I'll tell you this. I love snow. And I'll be out there playing in it once it's here, or sitting by a fire listening to chill music like this one. It's called Old Boy from Portland band Gallup.
Oh, my love is just like a baby with a big man inside. Two great parts like oil and water underneath your eyes. Oh, my love, he burns like a fever, but he's cool. Thank you.
That was Old Boy from Gallup. Pretty cool song. You can find out more information about them on their website at www.galopmusic.com. You can also stalk them on Twitter at Gallup Music. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thepdxbeat. Find us on Twitter as @ThePDXBeat. Email us at thepdxbeat@gmail.com. And check out our website at www.thepdxbeat.com. Now it's time for Tech Talk with my buddy Rich Bruckner from inside-startups.com. Rich and I recently met up at our favorite neighborhood establishment that shall remain nameless, for now at least. They're not quite a sponsor yet. Here's a bit of that chat. How's it going, Rich?
Oh, great, great, great to be on the show once again.
You just came back from a trip?
I did. I was down at Stanford for a high performance computing conference, and oddly enough, that's where a lot of the technologies we use today for the internet were invented down there.
So really?
It's very inspiring. It's a magnificent, beautiful place.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. It's when you see students getting out of a Range Rover to go to the class, you know you're in a different kind of college than Mo and I went to. Yeah.
So. Any new discoveries from Stanford from your visit?
Well, it's all architectural stuff about future supercomputers, but there's no roof is the message. I mean,
that's kind of cool.
We haven't hit the ceiling, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon.
It sounds like we're at a racetrack, but we're not.
We're on a racetrack, yeah, yeah. But the point is, we have computing is going to continue to keep getting faster, and that's good news for everything that we like to do with them and all these new services that are popping up, which is one of the topics I wanted to talk to you today about.
Cool.
We like to focus on this tech talk about Portland, and there's something local that I heard about on OPB, the public radio here,
yep,
that I was really encouraged about. There's a new app called PDX Shelter. And it spawned out of some socially minded startups here in town. They did a little research, and they found that a lot of the homeless people here, while they may not have access to computers where you could deliver services to them, a lot of them have access to smartphones.
Oh.
And maybe not Wi-Fi so much, but they have a way to get internet connections through these phones. And, people are distributing them to them. PDX Shelter is this app that lets them find a bed, a place to sleep.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's updated live, and it's created by local programmers. So I was really encouraged by that.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, this is something new. And
I imagine that that's an idea that could potentially blossom into a nationwide thing.
Sure, sure. Once you've got the code set up, it's just a matter of tying in the infrastructure in any given, metro area.
Right.
And, being as socially minded folks like this, I imagine that's what their plans are, is to expand to wherever there's a homeless problem. And we've got a lot of folks here in Portland, a lot of families, actually,
yeah,
from what I understand.
Leave it to Portland, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's an app for that.
Rich, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I heard, and this is kind of a follow-up to the last time we chatted, but I thought I heard something about Google Fiber passing on Portland.
Yeah, we were in the finals, and apparently we got passed on.
Do you know what the reasons were?
I don't. It's Google. Google's in business to make money, they probably did enough diligence on this town and didn't like maybe what some of our city politicians were telling them about how lucrative we were going to make it for them, and they just went to greener pastures, which is a real shame, because that's a real spark for innovation and for new startups. Kansas City is just kicking butt. with their Google Fiber, and that could have been us. So, you know, if the mayor and City Hall are responsible, shame on you guys.
But I also heard something to the effect of, as a result of Google Fiber passing on us, that they're redefining what broadband means, and maybe that companies like, you know, local companies like Frontier and oh, I guess,
you know, CenturyTel,
and everybody will have to follow suit.
Well, they're already, you know, I've heard the commercials. They're talking about 1,000 gig Ethernet available. And you can bet that was all about Google Fiber.
That's what I thought, right?
So, yeah. You know, now that they've let that cat out of the bag, it's not like they can say, we weren't really serious about that. Well, no. They got to do it, you know.
So maybe there's a benefit that Google Fiber passed on us.
Maybe. And, that could even be why Google pulled back, because maybe they, you know, maybe Portland's got too much going on. We'll go to greener pastures where we can have the only game in town. And to be fair, Google Fiber is really restrictive. You got to use their router box, and they don't let you do certain functions like, well, you can't become an ISP off of it,
okay,
for example, right? They don't let you do port forwarding, which is an essential function to make that, right? Stuff like that. You got to use their box, and it's locked down. And, like, you couldn't just buy one and serve Wi-Fi to your whole condo tower.
Right.
No.
Right.
No, they don't. That's not what it's for, unfortunately. So,
but somebody's going to hack into that.
they're making it tough, because the guys I talked to had it, and they are supreme at that kind of thing, and they weren't able to get it done at this point, but as a hobby anyway. But point being, you know, maybe somebody with a more open business model can deliver that kind of, you know, it's not like Google invented fiber.
Right.
Right? So, maybe it'll, if it sparks something, great.
Maybe.
Because bandwidth really enables all kinds of things that you couldn't do before with these slow internets that we have.
Maybe it'll encourage a new Portland startup at some point.
Yeah. And plus, you know, we all want those fast movies and everything else, all the goodness.
Absolutely.
Right? So, yeah. Exciting times.
Thanks for the Tech Talk.
You bet.
You can read more about Rich and his writings at www.inside-startups.com and follow him on Twitter at Inside Big Data. And that's our show this week, folks. Our theme music is called Cataracts by local musician Sweet Nothing. If you haven't yet subscribed to us on iTunes, I would appreciate if you can do so now. And if you have time, please leave us a favorable review and rating there. Reviews and ratings help to give this little podcast that could some much-needed visibility. Plus, it would just be awesome sauce if you did it. You can also view show notes and catch up on past episodes on our website at www.thepdxbeat.com. I'm going to wrap things up this week with a tune from yet another local act. This one's from Bad Move, and it's called Drive Like a Cop. Hope you like it. I'm Ahmad Dulumba. Thanks for tuning in.